tell me about your background.
Okay, I was born in 1971 and I grew up in a place called Eastham on the Wirral. I suppose it would be classed as suburban. My father worked originally in the bank when he met my mum, who also worked in a bank. He then, I think in probably his mid-30s or thereabouts, obviously made the decision that he didn't like all the changes that were starting to happen in the banking world, so he moved to, I think it was BOC, the chemical people, and that involved sort of some shift work, and he also worked in a pub at night. My mum brought myself and my two brothers up, because obviously my dad was working. When we all went to school, my mum started work, because having been in the bank, she then wanted to do something herself, so she then became a market researcher, and she's still doing that now. My dad's just currently retired. I went to local primary school, which was a Roman Catholic primary school. I suppose most of my friends would be people who went to the parish church. In my final year at primary school, I'd taken the 11 plus and the entrance exam to Upton Hall Convent School, which was the secondary school that I joined in 1983. I suppose the key date as a start to all this was at the end of my year at primary school. Every year that they finished this, you know, your school, sort of before you started secondary school, they then took you off on a trip to Scotland or somewhere like that. So we had a week away in Scotland, and normally I was quite a sensible girl growing up, but I also would say I probably was quite open to having some fun. And there was a teacher who'd been at my primary school who'd left a couple of years before, but he joined us when we had this school trip in my final year. And he noticed that I'd lost a lot of weight. He also went to pick me up to throw me in the water because we went to the beach for the day, and I got quite upset, which isn't normally like me because I don't cry very often. And when we got back off the holiday, I mean, I was just drinking gallons of water and, you know, Coke and anything really, because I was just always very thirsty. And I was sensible because I can remember we went on a day trip, and knowing that we weren't actually that far away from wherever we were staying, I had to ask them to stop the coach so I could go for a toilet. And obviously everybody was almost wanting to look out the back window, and I was behind a bush somewhere, and that was humiliating at the time. And for me to do that wasn't quite normal behaviour. So when I got off the coach, having come back from the holiday, my mum looked at me and I had these huge eyeballs, and my clothes were sort of hanging off me. And then I went straight to the doctors the day after, and that's when I was diagnosed with diabetes, which was August the 8th of the 8th, 1983.
How long had you been away on this school trip?
For a week. So